Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Oh, good, good. Quickly, I just have to bring this to everyone's attention because it amazes me. Do you notice how they switch back and forth speaking English in Paraguay or whatever language it is that Cash speaks? They switch back and forth continuously. Pay attention to that. What a gift from God. Yeah, oh my, oh my.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and stop it right here. It sounds like they're wrapping it up. What an amazing message. Give me just a second here to stop our share. It was amazing. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, amen. I receive this revelation. Yeah, I love that illustration that he did. What are you giving Jesus to present to the Father on your behalf? Wow, what a thought. Yes, you really did. Did you want me to start the communion verses or not yet? Okay. All right. So I am going to read our verses of communion. They are in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll start with verse 23. And reading from the Passion Translation. You know, I loved that statement that, in the dark again. I love the statement that he made too, that the flesh is always trying to say, I earned it. And it really is, and in such subtle ways that we don't even always realize. Let me stop that. We don't even always realize that we're doing that. So that's something to always stay, pay attention and make sure that that's not what we're doing in our life. Anyways, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. These are the verses for communion. I've handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, take it and eat your fill. It is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, this cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you're retelling the story, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. And boy, you don't want to do that. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and then only then eat the bread and drink of the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why so many of you are weak, chronically ill, and some even dying. If we have examined ourselves, we should not be judged. Examining yourself, remember, means realizing you are a sinner and you need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. But when we are judged, it's the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So then, my fellow believers, when you assemble as one to share a meal, show respect for one another and wait for all to be served, talking of the communion meal. If you're that hungry, eat at home first, so that when you gather together, you'll not bring judgment upon yourself. So we should all wait and partake together in communion, is what that's saying. And now, if there's anyone with us tonight or even in the future, if you see this video and you've not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we will pray the prayer of salvation together. I'll pull it up on the screen so you can see the words. You can read it out loud. We'll all do it together. Life-changing decision. If you have any questions about this, if you've not yet made this decision, because you have questions about it or concern, please contact us. We will be happy to help bring understanding to any questions you have. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube at the end of the program. You can also go to our website at samueljcottle.com. It's the Community of Faith website, and all of our contact information is there. We'd love to help answer any questions you have so that you feel prepared to make this decision, because it's a decision that changes your life for the better here, but it will change your eternity. It's the difference between heaven and hell. It's a decision you don't want to hold off making. So here we go. I'm going to go ahead and pull up the prayer of salvation so that we can all say it together. Let me make sure I still have the ability, to do that. And even if you're already a born-again Christian, you're already saved, pray the prayer again. It's still a wonderful, refreshing to your spirit and soul to pray this prayer, and it's a wonderful reminder. So let's pray this from the very depths of our heart. And when you're done praying this, you will be right with God. You will be born again. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us. Hallelujah. So here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life. Hold on for just a second. Here we go. Filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please contact us and help us to, well, let us welcome you right now to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. What a decision you've just made, and we're so, so happy for you. Get a hold of us and let us know you've made this decision, and again, we'll help you learn how to walk out this new life as a Christian and know how to make this every part of your life. And it's a wonderful, wonderful life. It's like Pastor's not back yet. So now what we're going to do is let's bless our communion elements. Let's lift our elements up and we pray, Father, we thank you for these communion elements in this time. And we bless these and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to share the screen again and we'll pray the communion prayer together and receive our communion. Oops, hold on. And here we go. Let's pray over the bread. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now let's pray this prayer out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord. Oops. And now let's pray this over the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood shed to redeem our lives back from death. Thank you, Lord. Now, at this point, we normally would sing because the Bible tells us that as the disciples and Jesus went out after communion, after supper together, they sang a hymn. And now Pastor's back, so he can sing to you. You don't want me to sing to you. Amen. Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah. Amen. Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would think. It's... Oh, my. Too funny. Yeah. I do not see any questions. But welcome Richard Robert and Richard Roger and Rebecca that I've seen over there tonight. Amen. Thank you, Father, that you want to use me in such a mighty way as you have used every believer who sold out to you. Here am I. Sent me. Thank you. That's a beautiful song, and I think you should sing it for us. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you all for being with us tonight. That was an amazing message by Cash. It was so interesting to me how they would switch back and forth. One would be speaking English and the other would, what was the language they were speaking? I was thinking it was, he's from Paraguay, right? Or no, Guatemala. Okay. One would, yeah, it was interesting how that interpreter is amazing. Yes, yeah. 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 Yep. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, Sister Phyllis, do you want to read the closing verses? That's fine. And here we go. I'm going to read the Ephesians prayer over us all. And remember, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Actually, it'll be morning here. It'll be noon for everyone else for 1 hour of prayer and communion. And here we go, our closing prayer. Soon as I find it here. We are still here. All right, if they're still on here. I haven't seen a recent comment, so they may not be still connected. I don't know. Okay. There I go. Ephesians 1, verse 17. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, that is, the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his holy ones. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Jesus from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on earth and that which fills him who is being filled by it. Amen and amen. Anything else, love? Oh, you're muted. Amen, amen. That was amazing. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. It was God bless your sleep. All right. Yeah, we like campfires. All right. Good night, everyone. God bless your sleep. Yeah.